I've been talking to different people around the church about prayer at home. You guys pray at home at all?
Yes.
When do you pray at home?
At night and when we eat.
Who usually prays out loud?
My mom.
Your mom usually prays out loud.
Usually at night and lunch and dinner and breakfast.
So 3 times a day? 4 times a day?
Yeah.
What do you do at night?
We just go down a list. A long
list.
Yeah.
A long list. A long
list. Yeah, a really long list.
Does everybody pray? Or?
We'll take turns, like... We'll each have a night who we pray. We have a night who gets to pray in each other's rooms and stuff.
Turns out most of us struggle making prayer at home part of our faith at home routine.
We have 4 kids, and so it's always real chaotic. And to get everyone seated or to a point, like she said, where it's kind of quiet or calm, it's very hard. So
I think it's hard because of all the distractions that we have in our daily lives. Couples with both parents working, kids in school, after school activities, dads working long hours, media, television, video games. I mean, there's just so much that distracts us.
Finding time where you're together at a quiet point where the kids are not needing you and there's not interruptions, and just having a time where it's just the two of you, especially with family.
A number of months back, several thousand of us took an appraisal to grade our own level of intentionality at home. Things like, am I having a date night at least twice a month? Am I spending any time trying to influence the faith of my grandkids? Do I talk to my own kids about the Bible or about what we believe at all? Well, prayer, either with a spouse or with our children, is what we've said is the least likely thing to be happening in our homes. So I ask people, why is it so hard?
Mostly because of time. I mean, with a larger family, you're usually busy doing a lot of things, and sometimes you unintentionally glance over prayer.
In the mornings, we're also busy going our different directions. And at night, you're tired. Maybe you go to bed at different times even. I mean, you have to be purposeful about it. And I think it's difficult to be purposeful.
So the only time that we're all together is at mealtime. That's only happening maybe 3 or 4 times a month these days.
Wow.
That we're all together.
So our schedules is part of why it's
the
so
The schedule
hard.
Is it.
One thing that's hard is going to bed at different times if you're trying to pray together at night. Making it a priority to pray together instead of just talking about the kids or the schedule or what you have to do for the day. Probably the same thing with kids, crazy schedules, just wanting them to get in bed if you're trying to pray at night. We pray at night more.
So tell me what you do at night.
Take a bath, put on pajamas, brush teeth, read a Bible story, and then pray. But sometimes their praying turns into stalling because they don't want to go to bed. So it's hard to know, are they stalling? Are they really praying? So
the main reason we give for failing to pray at home is time, you know, our schedules. We are very busy. But a few of those I asked indicated reasons that go a little bit deeper.
Why is it so hard to pray at home? The easy answer is to say it's about time. I don't have enough time. I'm too busy. I think the real answer is a lot deeper than that. It's about intimacy. Being intimate with God means I've got to let my guard down with Him. And doing that in front of somebody else, it's sometimes embarrassing. It's awkward to do.
Well, part of it is just exposure to each other, because it's a very makes you vulnerable to each other.
For me, just as a wife, sometimes I feel like I'm overstepping my bounds if I say, hey, let's stop and do this, and feel like, okay, he's the leader of the family. He needs to be the one saying that.
And then that creates awkward tension, right?
Exactly.
It does.
It's awkward.
Yeah,
it's awkward.
Yeah.
Well, it is awkward sometimes to pray aloud, because that's a very personal thing. And so you're sharing something very personal that you would normally just share with God, with somebody else, even a child, you know, your child or your spouse.
When the dad goes to pray with the kids kind of look at them as being a hypocrite, because the dad maybe doesn't live the way, during the week, doesn't live the way that he should live in front of his kids. And when he goes to pray, he becomes a hypocrite.
I know when we were first married, we would pray together. When we started praying together, it was very uncomfortable.
When we pray together as a married couple, we expose our hearts, and we make ourselves vulnerable, and it's humbling, and we have to rid ourselves of a lot of our own pride to do that. But it also builds an intimacy with each other, and I think also with the Lord that way.
It is difficult, whether it's because of our schedules or whether it's because we feel awkward or there's tension in the relationship. There are a lot of reasons that we just don't pray at home. And yet, studies have shown that the simple habit of praying at home can have a dramatic impact on our family and on our overall happiness. In fact, one study showed how couples who pray together often, as opposed to those who just pray together once in a while, those who pray together often had a dramatic difference in their overall level of happiness in their marriage, their overall sense of respect from their spouse, their physical and romantic intimacy dramatically increased, their ability to agree on issues regarding child rearing. All of these things had a dramatic improvement just from the habit of prayer. So I want to become more intentional in this arena. And so I ask some of these same people, could you give me just a tip, a suggestion, an idea of how I could take a baby step towards becoming more intentional about prayer in my home?
What's a baby step? What's an easy step?
Oh, just starting easy around the dinner table. You know, just taking it slow and easy. Doing it in a group where you've got the family around and you're not bearing your entire soul. You're just being thankful for the easy things that it's easy to do in front of somebody else.
Well, I think for me, just as a wife, just maybe even dropping my pride a little bit and trying to say, okay, if I feel like if God's saying we need to stop and pray, then I may have to be the one. He may be telling me, go ahead and say, let's stop, let's take the moment, and let's do this. And especially for kids, because it's our responsibility to teach them to pray.
And then if she does that, you're going to feel bad?
No.
No, I don't. Okay?
Sometimes it kind of gets the ball rolling.
I think an easy thing to get started is to say, why don't we just, kids come down, jump on the bed, why don't we just pray real quickly before we go to bed?
Okay.
Maybe that's a way to get started. Okay. And maybe to let the kids hold us accountable to say, hey, kids, remind us to do that, because we need to do that every night.
Yeah, when we forget sometimes, and it's been a busy day and we're trying to throw the kids in bed, and we forget to pray, they remind us, and that definitely stings a little bit. We remember that they're a little more...
We haven't done the most important thing.
Right, they're a little more accountable than we are, actually.
When I started sitting down with our children, I said, let's hold hands so that we can kind of be together in this. And it just started adding confidence, and pretty soon, even the children would say, can I pray? Can I do it now? So it just added...
baby steps.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
Baby steps.
To put it on the schedule, I think would be a good idea. I mean, we find times to see our favorite TV shows. We find times to sit down and do the things that are really important to us, and it just needs to become a priority.
One of the things I encourage guys to do is to reach under the covers and hold the hand of their spouse. And if they're afraid to speak out loud in their prayer, to just say, you know, we're going to pray, but it's not going to be audible, and they just hold hands. And then I encourage them after a week of doing that to maybe say, Lord, thank you for the day, and just build up the confidence of being able to voice in bed the prayer. There's been a few times I've, in my married life, not wanted to pray, just being stubborn. But at the same time, we really have tried to honor that in our marriage, and I think it's made a huge difference. And so invariably, we always hold hands at night, and Tricia typically starts, and then I'll close. I mean, it might be a minute, which is some people who are much greater pillars of the faith than we are might be able to pray 5 or 10 minutes. But if we, the touching is so important, I think. The physical touch, mm-hmm. I think for us, that's really helped
us. It's become a habit. It's like with anything. I think if you do it for 30 days, then you miss it when it's not there. So just been a habit for us, which is good, and even when you don't feel like it.
But the family can come together with the understanding that they're going to take, whether it's 2 minutes or 5 minutes, just to pray silently so everyone can say their own prayer. And then that could possibly progress later on to where maybe we pray silently. If someone feels like saying something out loud, they could then openly say a prayer. And ultimately, I think that will help everybody build in their own confidence and comfort where the family could all start praying openly?
I think it starts simple. A lot of times, well, I've got a three-year-old at home, and our prayers are very much about our day, who we saw that day. God, thank you so much for the food that we ate, the friends that we have, the different things that we got to experience for that day. And so just make it very easy and very personal. And then actually, I even let him give a chance of, okay, what do you want to pray for? And whenever you offer that up to him, it's very interesting what he wants to pray about and whatever he wants to talk about. And it's amazing how he begins and says, Daddy, I want to pray now. And it's my time to be quiet and his time to start.
You know, bedtime prayer is big in our home. You know, you say your prayers before you go to bed, and before you leave the house, you say a little prayer. I mean, and always when they bless their food.
Always.
Does the food get cold?
No. They have their own special prayer that they pray over their food.
Can you give me one?
God is grace. God is good. Let us thank him for our food.
By his hands we are fed. Thank you, Lord, for our daily bread. Bless the poor people and the sick people. Amen.
I didn't realize just how popular poem and song prayers can be until I asked.
God, our Father, we thank you for many blessings, amen, amen.
Thank you, God, for our food, our food, our food. Thank you, God, for our food. Thank you, God.
Thank you for the world so sweet, hum, hum. Thank you for the world we eat, yum, yum. Thank you for the birds that sing, a ring, a ring. Thank you, God, for everything. Amen.
Thank you, God, for this day, for the sun in the sky, for my mom and my dad, and the big bright blue sky, for the love that we share. So you listen to our prayers. That's why I say thanks every day. And for a thankful heart is a happy heart. I'm glad for who I am. That's an easy way to start. For the love that we share. So you listen to our prayers. That's why I say thanks every day.
Now that last song came from my daughter Nicole at bedtime a few days ago. I wish I could say she learned it from her dad, but she learned it from someone else.
That he cares, 'cause he listens to my prayers. That's why I say thanks every day.
Madame Blueberry was confused. The little girl had so little, and yet she was happy.
Thank you, VeggieTales from Big Idea, for helping us parents out on these things. Isn't it interesting how often we adults learn some of the most important lessons, or at least are reminded of them, from our own kids? Prayer is no exception to that rule, as my wife Olivia shared in this story from her book, The Minivan Years.
I'd like to think of myself as a woman of prayer, but then I also like to think of myself as a size 4. Motherhood, with its hectic schedules and leftover baby fat, seems to have placed both out of reach. Prayer warrior in our family turns out to be Troy. At 8, he is too old to merely parrot God is good, God is great, yet young enough to still take seriously Jesus' invitation that we ask and it shall be given. I offer as evidence a recent family trip. We woke early that morning in order to finalize packing and leave 90 minutes to get to the airport on time. We planned a no later than 10 a.m. departure to catch our flight. While pulling out of the garage, both Kurt and I noticed the clock, mocking us by displaying 10:30 a.m., a full 30 minutes beyond our no later than limit. We glared at each other with identical looks as if to say, "You realize there's no way we're going to make it in time to check our luggage, get all six of us through security, and make our plane. And it's your fault." Moments later, we found ourselves speeding toward the freeway, Kurt shouting in frustration while I dialed the airline with my cell phone to find out whether the plane might be delayed. 15 minutes and 25 automated questions later, I finally reached a live person who checked our flight status. She perkily responded, "We are proud to say that we project yet another on-time departure." Great. and I continued our "you got us into this mess" blame game, Troy spoke up from the back seat. "We could pray." Silence overtook the grown-ups, arguing up in the front. "We could ask God to help us get to the airport on time and safe so that we can make the flight." After a brief pause to regain his composure and slip into a more fatherly tone, Kurt responded, "That's a good idea, Troy. Will you lead us in prayer?" "Dear God, please keep us safe and help us make it to the plane on time. In Jesus' name, amen." Simple and to the point, not to mention much more appropriate than mom or dad's behavior. Our faith was less than strong, but we continued driving. We were a bit like Peter walking on the water. He wanted to believe, but he saw the ominous waves. We wanted to believe, but we saw 11:15 on the clock with 45 minutes to go. Don't ask me how, but we made it to the airport precisely 1 hour before the scheduled departure time. Call it a mini miracle. Call it bending the speed limit laws. All I know is that Kurt dropped me and the kids at the counter in time to check our bags as he sped away from the curve to find what ended up being the last open parking spot on the premises. The rest of us looked down at our little prayer warrior, Troy, who was grinning from ear to ear. Only a few weeks before that family reunion trip, another prayer may have saved our daughter's life. The kids were playing with a pile of Legos in the bedroom. Kurt, reading in our room, jumped from his chair when he heard a panicked yell from Troy. "Nicole, oh no, oh no," Troy screamed. With no idea what was going on, Kurt rushed into the hallway where he saw Troy jumping up and down while clasping his hands in a posture of desperate prayer. "What happened?" shouted Kurt as he looked at Nicole on the floor just outside the bedroom door. "It's in her throat. She can't breathe." As Kurt approached a crouching Nicole, our precious little girl coughed up a small plastic Lego piece. She had been sucking it during play and had accidentally swallowed it, lodging it in her windpipe. I arrived home from the store about 30 minutes after that incident. As I listened to Kurt explain what happened, tears filled my eyes at the realization of how close we came to a tragedy. I hugged Nicole and hugged her some more. I then glanced over at Troy, my little prayer warrior. He was grinning from ear to ear. To say that prayer is important, it's a bit like saying, the sky is up. Who would ever argue? But in truth, all of us have a hard time making praying at home a priority. Jesus instructed us to pray like a little child, calling God our Father. Every father, or mother for that matter, wants his child to ask for things. When we can, we'd like to say yes to those requests. When we think it is a harmful request, we say no. The request itself, however, is a vital part of the child-to-parent relationship. Children ask, parents decide and respond. If the two have a trusting relationship, the child recognizes the parent will do what he or she believes is best. So, as God's daughter, I ask, recognizing that he is the parent and I am the child. I also say thanks for helping us get to the airport on time, for a Lego piece popping out of my daughter's throat, and for a little boy who reminds me how important and simple prayer should be.
If you're like me and you want some ideas so that you can kind of jumpstart your prayer at home routine, I encourage you to get a copy of the Prayer at Home Guide. We give it as a gift just to help you overcome some of the obstacles to praying at home, to give some tips and ideas for ways to do prayer at home, times of the day you might piggyback, and some other creative suggestions. So stop by. That'll be a great way to help you get going as you become more intentional about prayer, either in your marriage or with your children or your grandchildren. We really encourage you to start the 7-5-2 routine, which is praying individually all by yourself 7 days a week. That's where you can begin to pray for your family members. 5 days a week, try to pray with your children, ideally at a mealtime or at bedtime. And then 2 days a week, start that routine of praying with your spouse if you're married. so that you begin to gain the benefits that occur in a marriage as you pray together. Now, how about if we sign off of this edition in prayer?
Dear God, thank you for the stillness for today and that we have for a good time. Amen.
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 Okay, see you, buddy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Anything else?
Just do it.
It's like the Nike model.
Exactly.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from sin and evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever.